How to Start Playing Magic: The Gathering in 2026, A Beginner's Guide. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. The cleanest way to start Magic: The Gathering in 2026 is to learn the rules for free on MTG Arena first, do the tutorial and the 5 color challenges, which hand you free starter decks, then buy 1 physical entry product. When you're ready for Commander, the casual 4-player format most people settle into, buy 1 pre-constructed deck that plays out of the box. I've watched a lot of people try to start Magic the hard way, walking into a game store, getting handed a wall of booster packs, and spending $60 before they even know whether they like blue or red. That's not a beginning, that's a gamble. So I want to give you the on-ramp I wish more people knew about, the one the game's own designers finally built on purpose. Here's the short version of why this guide exists. In 2026, there is a genuinely free way to learn Magic before you spend a cent. MTG Arena's tutorial walks you through the rules with scripted puzzles and then gives you starter decks for nothing. And there is now a line of physical products, called Foundations, built specifically so a brand new player can open 1 box and just start playing, with cards that won't go stale for years. Put those 2 together, and the whole thing stops being intimidating. But I'd be doing you a disservice if I just told you what to buy and sent you on your way. Magic is 30 plus years old. It's the original trading card game, the one every other TCG is measured against, and it has a culture, a language, and a few honest traps that nobody warns a newcomer about. So I've folded in the stuff I actually wish someone had told me. How the 5 colors think, why your first deck keeps stalling on lands, what a commander bracket is and why it'll save your evening, and where the real money pits are. Everything below earned its place because it does the job for a beginner, not because it's the newest, the rarest, or the most expensive. One note I'll repeat until you're sick of it: every price here is the manufacturer's suggested retail. Real-world prices move, usually upward. Check the current listing before you buy. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Do I have to spend money to learn Magic in 2026? No, and you shouldn't, not at first. The single best starting move in 2026 is to download MTG Arena, the free-to-play digital version of Magic, and do its new player experience. It was built specifically as a free gateway for newcomers, with guided tutorials, instant matchmaking, and automatic rules handling, so you never have to remember whose turn it is to do what. That last part matters more than it sounds. Magic's rules have genuine depth, and letting the software enforce them while you learn means you absorb the feel of the game before you have to memorize the fine print. The teaching happens through 5 color challenges, 1 for each color of mana: white, blue, black, red, and green. The first 4 matches in each challenge are scripted puzzle games against the AI that walk you through a mechanic and reward you with card upgrades. Finishing them unlocks free monocolor and then dual color starter decks. There's also a starter deck duel event where everyone plays preset decks, so you're on even footing while you find your feet, a rare thing in a game this old, where most opponents have years of collection on you. The honest nuance: Arena is free to play but effectively pay to speed. Every card can in principle be earned for free, but spending money accelerates how fast you unlock a collection. For learning the rules and figuring out which colors you enjoy, that doesn't matter at all. Keep your wallet closed until you actually know your tastes. What nobody tells you is that the free color challenges aren't just a tutorial, they're a personality test. By the end of them, you'll know whether you're a patient blue control player or an impatient red aggro player, and that single piece of self-knowledge is worth more than any box you could buy on day one. How do the 5 colors actually think, and which one is you? This is the part I wish someone had walked me through before I ever bought a card, because Magic's 5 colors aren't just paint, they're 5 whole philosophies, and the deck you'll love is the one whose worldview matches yours. Mark Rosewater, the game's head designer, has spent decades writing about the color pie, and once it clicks, you'll never look at the cards the same way. Here's the plain language version. White is order, law, and the greater good. It wants peace through structure. Mechanically, lots of small creatures, healing, and effects that punish whoever breaks the rules. The team player, blue, is knowledge and control. It believes anything can be perfected with enough thought. Mechanically, drawing extra cards, countering opponent's spells, and bouncing things back to hand. The patient chess player. Black is ambition and power at any cost, whatever it takes to win. Mechanically, paying life for advantage, killing creatures, and raising the dead. The ruthless pragmatist, and no, it's not the evil color, it's the self-interested one. Red is freedom, emotion, and action, act now, think later. Mechanically, fast aggressive creatures, direct damage to the face, and big swingy gambles. The impulsive fire starter. Green is nature, growth, and acceptance of how things are. Mechanically, the biggest creatures, ramping into extra mana fast, and brute force. The patient bruiser. The colors sit in a wheel, white, blue, black, red, green, where neighbors are natural allies and opposites are enemies. You don't need to memorize any of that. Just notice which description made you nod. That's your color, and the free arena color challenges will confirm it for free. Pick the philosophy that feels like you, and magic stops being a card game you're learning and starts being a game you're playing. Should I play on a screen or buy real cards? This is the fork in the road, and the right answer depends entirely on how you want to spend your evenings. Stay on Arena if you mostly want to play solo, on a screen, whenever you have a spare 20 minutes, including on your phone. It costs nothing to keep going, the matchmaking is instant, and the app does all the rules bookkeeping for you. It's also where you can grind out hundreds of games to get genuinely good before you ever sit across from a stranger. Move to paper if you want to own physical cards, trade them, shuffle a real deck, and sit across a table from actual people. That's the social heart of the game, and it's where most longtime players live. There's a tactile magic to it that the screen never quite captures, sleeving a deck, the riffle of a shuffle, sliding a winning card across the table. You don't have to choose forever, plenty of folks do both. But your first purchase should match whichever of those two pictures sounds more like the life you want with the game. One thing worth knowing, Paper Magic has a built-in clubhouse. Almost every hobby shop that sells magic runs Friday Night Magic, FNM, a weekly, deliberately beginner-friendly event held in thousands of stores worldwide. It runs under regular rules enforcement, which is a fancy way of saying a missed rule is treated as a learning moment, not a penalty. Entry is usually $5 to $15, and showing up to one with a pre-con deck is one of the fastest ways to go from I own some cards to I have a Tuesday Night Magic group. If you're leaning paper, the next two questions tell you exactly which one box to buy. Which physical product should I buy first? Buy one entry product, not a pile of booster packs. I cannot stress this enough, because the single most common way beginners waste money is cracking packs hoping to open something good. Packs are a slot machine, entry products are a meal. Which one comes down to a single question, are you learning alone or with someone? It teaches you the rules and contains everything you need, 200 cards split into 10 themed 20-card decks, plus playmats, life counters, and how-to-play guides. You shuffle two of the little decks together and start playing immediately. Learning with a friend, partner, or kid, get a two-player starter kit instead, the Final Fantasy kit, Cloud vs. Sephiroth, or the Bloomborough kit, Hair-Raising vs. Each, comes with two ready-to-play 60-card decks, so you both have something to play out of the box, plus codes to play the same decks on Arena in select regions. Why Foundations specifically? It's the line Wizards of the Coast, designed as a clean, evergreen home base for new players. And critically, over 350 of its cards stay legal in the standard format until at least 2029. Here's why that's a bigger deal than it sounds. Most Magic sets rotate out of the standard format after a couple of years, meaning the cards you learned on can quietly stop being tournament legal. Foundations deliberately breaks that cycle. Nothing you learn on it goes stale on you next season. That's a rare promise in this hobby, and it's the reason I point beginners here first. Why does my deck keep stalling? The land thing nobody explains. Here's the lesson every new player learns the hard way, and I'd rather you learn it from me. The most common beginner deck building mistake is running too few lands. Lands are how you pay for everything, and the temptation is overwhelming to cut a land or two so you can jam in one more exciting creature. Resist it. A deck that can't reliably make mana is a deck full of cards you never get to cast. The rough rules of thumb the community has settled on over 30 years. In a 60-card deck, you generally want around 17 to 18 lands as a starting point, more if your deck is full of expensive spells, fewer if it's all cheap aggression. In a 100-card commander deck, aim for roughly 37 lands, plus a handful of ramp cards, things that make extra mana. The good news, every pre-con comes with this math already done for you. The other free skill that instantly makes you better is the mulligan, the rule that lets you shuffle a bad opening hand back and draw a new one at the cost of putting one card on the bottom. The beginner's golden rule, keep a hand with 2 to 5 lands, mulligan a hand with 0, 1, 6, or 7. That single heuristic makes the right call about 90 of the time. The trap that snares everyone. Keeping a hand with the wrong colors, 6 cards you can't actually cast because you're missing the right land just because it has stuff in it. A hand you can't play is worse than a fresh one. Learning to throw it back is the difference between a frustrating game and a fun one. How do I grow my collection after the first box? It's a deck-building product, 387 cards in total, including 3 play boosters, a stack of tokens, a how-to-build-your-deck guide, a life counter, and a storage box to keep it all in. Quietly, it also tucks in 3 cards, Soul Ring, Arcane Signet, and Command Tower, that are staples of the Commander format. If you only learn 3 card names as a beginner, those are good ones. Soul Ring in particular is so good it's in nearly every Commander deck ever built. Their inclusion here is a deliberate bridge. Wizards is nudging you toward the social format most players eventually fall in love with, which is exactly what the next question is about. Now the money-saving truth nobody at a store will lead with. Once you know what you want, buying singles beats cracking packs every single time. Sites like TCG Player let you buy the exact card you need for the exact price, instead of gambling on boosters. And basic lands, the plains, islands, swamps, mountains, and forests that make up half your deck, are essentially free. Most game stores keep a bulk box of them you can take by the handful. Don't ever pay real money for a basic land, because the starter collection is all foundations. The same 2029 standard legality promise applies here too. Money you put into this line keeps working for years rather than aging out next rotation. What is Commander, and how do I get into it? Commander, also called EDH, short for Elder Dragon Highlander, is the most popular casual way to play Magic, and it's where a lot of beginners ultimately want to end up. Here's a fun bit of lore. The format wasn't invented by Wizards at all. It was created by players, a group of judges. The story goes, as a homebrew way to play for fun, it spread by word of mouth, and it got so popular that Wizards officially adopted it. It's the rare case of the fans designing the game's most beloved format. The shape of it, Commander is a singleton format, meaning your deck is exactly 100 cards with only one copy of each card, basic lands excepted, built around a single legendary creature called your Commander, which lives in a special command zone and can always be cast from there. It's usually played as a 4-player free-for-all, and everyone starts at 40 life instead of the usual 20, so games are longer, swingier, and far more about the table than about a single duel. It's social, chatty, and forgiving, which is exactly why beginners thrive in it. The good news, you don't build a commander deck from scratch to start. You buy one pre-constructed deck, a pre-con, that's a complete, balanced 100-card deck, ready to play out of the box. One pre-con equals one player ready for a game night. Everyone at the table brings their own. You have 2 routes here. As of mid-2026, those are upcoming, not yet on shelves. Pick whichever color or theme appeals to you. For a first deck, lean towards straightforward strategies over fiddly combos. What are commander brackets, and why should a beginner care? This is the single most useful thing I can teach a new commander player. And it's brand new. Wizards rolled out an official bracket system in 2026 to fix the format's oldest problem. Mismatched games, not fun. Brackets exist to stop exactly that. There are 5 brackets, and you only need to know where you fit. Bracket 1, Exhibition, ultra-casual theme decks, just for laughs. Bracket 2, Core. Pre-con level, this is you. An out-of-the-box deck lives here. Bracket 3, Upgraded, tuned decks with a few power cards swapped in. Bracket 4, optimized, high power, no real restrictions. Bracket 5, CDH, fully competitive, tournament grade. When you sit down at a table, you just say your bracket out loud, I've got a bracket 2 pre-con, and everyone calibrates so the game is fair. This pairs with two older bits of Commander culture worth knowing. The social contract, the unwritten agreement that the goal is for everyone to have fun, not just the winner, and Rule 0, the pre-game chat where a table can agree to house rules, like, let's not do infinite combos tonight. What nobody tells a beginner is that this 30-second conversation before a game matters more than any card in your deck. State your bracket, listen to theirs, and you'll have a good night even if you lose. Skip it, and even a win can feel sour. Commander is a social format first and a card game second. The brackets just made that official. Why do the prices I see online not match this guide? A couple of things to keep in mind so you're not caught off guard. If you're reading this before then, they're a thing to wait for, not buy today. Support your local store when you can. A great game store is worth more than the few dollars you'd save buying everything online. It's where the FNM Knights, the Commander Pods, and the people are. The cards are the cheap part of this hobby. The table is the valuable part. Bottom line, treat the prices here as a map, not a receipt. Always check the current listing before you click buy. Final verdict. If you take one thing from me, take this. Don't open your wallet first. Start free on MTG Arena. Run the tutorial and the 5-color challenges, and let the game tell you which colors you actually enjoy. That's not just a rules lesson, it's how you find out whether you're a patient blue control player or an impatient red fire starter. Then, and only then, make one purchase. Learning alone, that's the foundation's beginner box. Learning with someone, it's a 2-player starter kit. When the 4-player commander table starts calling, buy a single pre-con, learn the 3 free skills that instantly make you better. Run enough lands, mulligan a hand you can't play, and state your bracket before the game, and you're ready for game night. The Foundation's line is where I'd anchor beginner's money, because those cards stay relevant until at least 2029, which is a longer promise than this hobby usually makes. That's the whole map. It's a kinder way in than the one most of us stumbled through, and it's the one I'd hand a friend. Frequently asked questions. Do I need to spend any money to start playing Magic in 2026? Number MTG Arena is free to download and play, and it was built as a gateway for new players. Its tutorial and 5-color challenges teach you the rules through scripted puzzle games and reward you with free starter decks. Every card can in principle be earned for free. Spending money mainly speeds up how fast you unlock cards. Learn there first, figure out which colors you like, then decide whether to buy paper cards. What is the single best first physical product for a brand new player? What is Commander, and is it good for beginners? Commander, also called EDH, is the most popular casual format, a 100-card singleton deck, one of each card except basic lands, built around a single legendary, Commander, usually played as a 4-player game starting at 40. Life, it's beginner-friendly because you can buy one pre-constructed deck that plays straight out of the box. You don't have to build from scratch. One pre-con equals one player ready for a game night. And everyone at the table brings their own. Why is Foundations recommended over other sets for new players? Foundations is an entry-level, core-style set that Wizards designed specifically as a clean, beginner-friendly home base. Most importantly, over 350 of its cards stay legal in the standard format until at least 2029, so what you learn and buy on it won't go stale for years. That long shelf life is why both the beginner box and the starter collection are built on it. Why don't the prices I see in stores match the ones in this guide? Always check the current listing before you buy. Should I get a starter kit or wait for the cheaper Foundations Commander pre-cons? It depends on what you want to play and when.